I know you're really, really tired, but I just finished this book. And yeah, the one that you got me for my birthday. You remember how bad I wanted it? Yeah. It was incredible. Like, oh my God. I know you might fall asleep while I talk to you about it, but it's totally fine if you do. But just let me ramble to you about it. Okay, cool. So it takes place in the year 2815, so like 2815. It's written down, so like I'm not sure how to say it, but there's this main character who I really like. Her name is Ava, and she's part of this guild that like protects humanity. And it's kind of like it's like futuristic, but not in the like, you know, flying cars like kind of way. It's more like the world is like this like dark, almost like cyberpunky kind of like landscape. And so yeah, she's in this guild that protects humanity, and she's like super super smart and has a bunch of like weird friends, like I guess like co-workers, or like I don't know, just like buddies who they're like weird in a good way, and they like help her along because she's like the leader of the guild. And they're called the Explorers, by the way. So there are forces that want to like destroy the guild, the Explorers, because they're like really really good at what they do. They have like people who have different skill sets, like for example one person has like special powers, the other is like a pilot and knows how to fly like these like crazy futuristic like drone plane things, and like some of them are invisible, and it's like it's really cool. One of them is psychic, one of them has like extremely like heightened senses, so like they can hear someone coming from like really really far away. It's like it's really really cool. And the technology that's in this book is also like, it is so sick. Like, it's not like AI, it's like these like mechanical like things, like they don't have like traditional weapons, it's like ray guns and things like that. So anyway, and like the kind of like the scenery of the city is described like really like neon and like really cool, and like it's always like raining, like there are no like sunny days, and it's just like the aesthetic of that in my head is like, oh my God, looks so cool. So more about the plot. So she's tasked with like this super secret job by like the quote unquote like government. It's like not really a government, but like it's also not like a dictatorship. It's kind of like hard to explain. I don't really know like what the term for it is, but it's like there's like an organization that like runs it. It's like a city, but the city is like kind of like a country of its own. So she has like this super super important like classified like secret job of like trying to uncover who started this like insane portal that's just like growing and growing by the day. And this portal is it's located like in the middle of the city, but it's somewhere where it's kind of like inconspicuous. It's like in a back alley, but the thing is, if it continues to grow, then it will like endanger like the public and like the local businesses and everything, and it'll just like offset the peace that they've worked really hard to ensure for people. And because it's like super secret, she can't tell anyone in the Explorers, because it turns out that there's actually, plot twist, there's a rat in the organization. So somebody's been like snitching, and I guess like in talks with whoever is behind this, like the like dark evil forces. They're never like named, At least, like, not until the end, but, like, no spoilers. So, like, what happens is that she kind of, like, has to play, like, this, like, Hannah Montana kind of act where it's, like, okay, like, I'm your leader and I'm here to protect the public and I'm here to, like, you know, do my daily missions and to carry out, like, my responsibilities, but also on the side, like, super, super late at night when all of the explorers are sleeping. Her job is then to investigate and, like, monitor and figure out who is trying to destroy the city. And it's, like, so far beyond the skill set of the people who they usually fight, or, like, the people who are, like, you know, like, the usual suspects. And it's just, like, really, really tense because, like, she doesn't have anybody to help her. And she has, like, this, like, super sad past where, like, her, like, I don't even understand, like, her family, like, disappeared somehow. It wasn't, like, really detailed, but she has, like, a really sad, tragic background. She has to figure out all of this stuff, and it's not until she meets somebody within, like, the, like, organization that runs the city, and they kind of fall for each other. Like, they're assigned to, like, keep an eye on her so that, you know, they make sure that she's not the rat in the organization because, like, or in the explorers, sorry, because the government organization doesn't really know, like, there's no way for them to know exactly who's, like, leaking information. So she's got this person who's kind of, like, over her shoulder, who doesn't help her because, like I said, she's, like, on her own for all of this. But, yeah, their job is to kind of, like, make sure that she's not, like, being bribed by anyone or that she isn't, you know, breaking any rules or doing anything, like, unethical or, like, immoral or actually putting someone in danger. Because the way that this, like, futuristic society works is that, like, there's, like, you never know who's working for who, and it's really hard to tell, like, who's loyal to who, to, like, which organization, or, like, it's kind of like every man for himself kind of thing. So, to ensure compliance, they've kind of, like, paired them up, and she's, like, really, really annoyed at him, like, leave me alone, like, I've been doing this my whole life, and, like, I'm gonna figure out who did this. And she's, like, really determined and strong and, like, super fierce and, like, sexy. And he's, like, obviously, you can't be trusted. And he, like, just continues to do his job, and she continues to do her job. And one night they, I don't want to spoil too much, but one night they find somebody sneaking around who doesn't have, like, the identification on them. And in this kind of, like, world slash society, everybody has, like, a tattoo on their wrist, and that has, like, their identification on it. There's, like, no more, like, ID cards or anything. And if you scan the tattoo with your phone, everything will, like, come up, like, name, like, date of birth, whatever. And, yeah, they come across somebody in the night who doesn't have any, like, tattoos or doesn't have any, like, identifying markings, and that person is, like, immediately a suspect, and they can tell that that person isn't from, like, this timeline, because, like, when they ask them, they can tell that, like, they're lying, and, like, it's really obvious that they're just trying to, like, play along and, like, play the part of, like, oh yeah, like, I had, like, a birth defect, and so I never had those. Which is, like, a lie. So, long story short, it's kind of, like, they think that this person is, like, a time traveler, and if they are, then they'll never actually, like, catch who's behind this, because, like, if they're time traveling, then whoever is, like, whoever has sent them on this mission is in a different timeline, right? And they don't know if what's on the other side of the portal is, like, whoever's doing this. It's kind of like, it's really, really confusing. Because you never know who's working for who. And now that they've discovered this person, they're not able to, like, detain them or anything. Because, like, they're just, like, they're not police, they're not military, but they're, like one level below that. So, like, they can't break the law and, like, hold someone without, like, a police warrant or something like that. But, it, like, the laws and the rules are kind of confusing in this book a little bit. Oh. Did you fall asleep? Okay. Well, that's fine. I'll tell you the rest tomorrow. I'll go turn off the fireplace, and then we can cuddle up together.